Well, it's another March and another trip to the state tournament for the Moorhead Spud Boys hockey team, joined by head coach John Ammerman. Coach, congratulations on another appearance in the state tournament. And I don't even know off the top of my head, how many of these have you been the head coach for?
Oh, that's actually a good question. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I think at this point it's 7 or 8, but it's every year is a little bit different, and this year we're looking forward to it with the group that we have.
We're approaching the double-digit mark, which is pretty dang impressive for you nonetheless, either way. Just a quick question, and going back to last year's team, that 2025 squad. I know every year it's just a little bit different, but now entering the state tournament this year, this will be the first time, even though there's a bunch of new players in your team, that your squad's going to have the target on their back as the team to beat, even though you're the 2 seed. How are you approaching that, and is there anything different this year than in years past as to how you approached the formerly the X, now Grand Casino Arena?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, ultimately, really not much different. Like I mentioned, it is a different group of kids, but maybe the one thing is there's about half or more that have the experience of being in there, of the week leading up to it, of the experience and all the things that come with it. Obviously, the focus is 3 hockey games, hopefully, but ultimately there's a lot more that comes down to it in terms of the preparation, the pomp and circumstance. So really the biggest difference for us is we have a group of guys that kind of know what to expect. Where last year there was a little bit of uncertainty with just a group that hadn't been down there. But with that leadership and that experience, hopefully that pays off. Because last year, our start wasn't great. We were playing from behind in that first game, and hopefully that isn't the case this year.
Well, actually, so since you had kind of mentioned that right off the bat from last year, you happened to play Lakeville South in the quarterfinals last year. That happens to be your opponent in the quarterfinals on Thursday night. Understanding that there will be similar players, but not a fully, you know, the same squad, kind of similar to you guys is, how much does that help you knowing that you understand the style of play of Lakeville South, you kind of know what they want to do, and you do have some of the experience back with those juniors and a few seniors that had played through it last year?
Yeah, you know, their structure is similar. They do have a few returners, but ultimately their team last year was a lot of seniors. So they have a top line forward that gave us fits last year, and Carter Ernst, and he's back as a senior for them. Lafferty, a defenseman on the back end, is a returner as well. But outside of that, they have a lot of new faces. They're going to give us fits. They work extremely hard. They skate well, but yeah, like you mentioned, the structure is similar, and we kind of know what to expect with all the different video options we have now today. There really aren't any secrets, and I would imagine the same on their side too. So we're looking forward to the matchup. Funny how it works that we're playing the same opponent, but ultimately it's different kids and hopefully not a different result.
When you look at this year's squad and some of the guys that had opportunities in the USHL, whether you're talking Tyden Bergeson or Zach Zimmerman, a couple of other young men that started out the year playing in the USHL but made the decision for whether it's the junior year or the senior year to come back and play Spud hockey, and to, it feels like, try and finish business for a second time with them being the leaders in the squad. How important is it to have guys like that in today's day and age that have that option and opportunity to go play at the next level, to come back and play with you guys in high school hockey for one more state tournament?
Yeah, obviously a unique situation, right? The USHL is a great league, and those guys, for the most part, were having a ton of success. But I think ultimately it was one of those things that they looked around and saw this as an opportunity to experience one thing together, and they made a decision to come back, and they've been great leaders. It's been really fun to watch them grow, not only hockey-wise, but more importantly, just off the ice and the way they care of themselves and prepare and bring back that experience, right? The junior level is obviously different than high school hockey, but it's been really fun to watch them and add them to our team. It's not only improved our game on the ice on game nights, but specifically in practice. So it's brought an added element to our team. They know what the next level is like, and they can bring that back to some of our younger players and allow them to maybe have a transition when they get to that opportunity too.
Coach, when you look at this season that you guys put together this year, obviously you've played some of these teams that are in the state tournament. You played Edina while they're goaltender was running all over the Moritz Fuds football team, Grand Rapids, Andover, Minnetonka. How does that experience in those games that are not tournament games against teams that have qualified for the state tournament, how does that help prepare your team for this state tournament?
Well, it gives you a little familiarity, right, just off the bat. Obviously, you know, at different times of the year, the lineups might be different than they will be coming into the tournament. But we're fortunate our school district allows us to basically play anybody in the state. There are no restrictions, and that allows us to play a really tough schedule. And not only familiarity, but just the day-to-day and how our guys have to prepare and be ready against some of the state's top teams. And that only not only helps with our guys having a little bit of knowledge of these teams, but more importantly, they've had a tough schedule that prepares us for this time of year.
When you look at your roster this year, obviously, you know, James mentioned some of the guys that were playing juniors, came back for their high school season. Obviously, Zach Zimmerman from the Fargo Forest, obviously, one of them that I obviously pick up on. When you look at this team this year and you compare it to last year's team, how are the two teams different from, you know, from last year's team to this year's team that are both at the state tournament?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that just kind of naturally you try and do is compare, but it is tough to compare. You know, every year is a little different. Last year, Brooks Cullen was a great leader for us and played in a number of situations. And Mason Kraft, you know, obviously had a phenomenal season. Charlie Stengem as our goaltender was solid all year. And there were a number of just different leaders, and Nathan Dufault and Carver Hasbargen and a few others that were really, really good at showing people the way that we needed to play to be successful. But this year, a lot of those same guys are not only in similar but maybe expanded roles. Somebody like Max Cullen, who last year really came on the second half of the year and just picked up where he left off in the summer, and now our season he's been outstanding. And Brandon Mickelson took another step. Obviously, his points speak for themselves, but he's playing more solid defensively, which obviously helps our team. And it's tough to compare. We have a lot of dynamic guys up front, which we did last year too, and ultimately on the back end, a lot of the same guys in terms of who's defending minus a couple. So we're a more experienced team. There's no doubt about that. We maybe play a little different, but for the most part, it's a similar style of play. It's a lot of guys that move the puck well and distribute and share and don't really care who gets the credit, but ultimately it's a really fun group to be a part of, just like last year was.
Coach, when you look at your netminders, obviously for the most part, Will Arnold has led the way. Nolan Cook has got some playing time, a few games for Maddox as well. Tell me a little bit about your goaltender, Will Arnold. What should I know about him? I know that he's 23-1 on the year, 2.25 goals against, an 89% save percentage. He's got five shutouts. What can you tell me about him? What do I need to be looking for when I see the guy in the between the pipes coming here up here at the state tournament?
Yeah, so we, like you mentioned, we've had a three-man rotation. Will's gotten more of the play than the others, but with Charlie graduating, it was an open competition for the spot, and everybody has added to it. They compete in practice, which obviously makes everybody better. The thing about Will that is, you know, maybe a little different is he's played in big games, albeit at different levels, but he's won Bantam State Championships. He won a national championship with a Tier 1 team this past spring, so he's maybe not going to be shy of the bright lights. Obviously, this is a much different stage, but he's a bit of a gamer. He competes, and he's given us a chance to win, and it's been fun to watch him grow throughout the season.
Now, I know when I mention a stat that, you know, as a coach, you're going to kind of brush it off, but one thing that really sticks out to me as a broadcaster, as somebody that basically just stares at numbers all day long, this season, you guys have 168 goals as a team, but 302 assists. So most of your goals don't just have a primary assist, but they have a secondary one as well. What has the puck sharing been like? What has the vision been like from your perspective as a coach on the bench, watching these young men work? And just how impressive has it really been watching them go the entire length of the ice, knowing that all five guys out there, I mean, all six, honestly, including your goaltender and Will Arnold, have been able to create space, but they're sharing the puck and looking for the best possible opportunities to be successful.
I do think that that's one thing about this team that'll be fun for people to take a look at is just how well they distribute it and some of the high-level hockey IQ that some of them have. We're an exciting team to watch. You know, as a coach, sometimes it makes you pull your hair because they maybe take a few offensive chances here and there and are in bad spots. But ultimately, it's a dynamic team. They skate very well. They distribute the puck. They support the puck well. And it's entertaining to watch. Like I mentioned, sometimes frustrating to coach at times just because you want them to be defensively responsible. But at the end of the day, we play to our strengths and a bit of a track meet at times, but something that we have to do with our clientele for sure.
For somebody who maybe isn't as in tune to the high school hockey game as a whole, but they're going to watch the state hockey tournament, they're going to watch your Spuds, they're going to support the local team. As a whole, you guys commit about 4 penalties a game. Most all of them have been minors. When you see that statistic, when somebody were to point that out, where does that kind of fall in line of the average for high school? Are they normally high, you know, kind of high IQ type of penalties? Are they ones that maybe you shouldn't be taking? Are they preventing goals? Where do you sit in that? Because at the same point, you're an 82% penalty kill as well. So those couple of times a night that you seem to be on a disadvantage by a man, you do a good job of killing them.
Yeah, and you know, ultimately we're not highly penalized because in a lot of our games we do have the puck quite a bit. And but you know, at times there were some, especially early in the year, some discipline issues where, you know, guys are just getting goofy and towards the end of the game, maybe making some tough decisions. But really like the last month, not only how disciplined we've been, but also how we've been attacking the penalty kill. That is something that you can draw up and plan and prepare for, but ultimately a lot of it is will and determination. And that's something that we've seen. And that's not only in the penalty kill, but defensively as well. In the middle of our season, we were a little loose in some areas, but our details have picked up and our guys have done a great job of it. And that's carried over into the penalty kill for sure.
Last thing we have for you today, Coach, we appreciate your time as well. Is when we look at this game against Lakeville South, we kind of diagnosed it a little bit towards the early part of the conversation, but what is it going to take on the ice for 51 minutes, possibly plus, just knowing how the state tournament works out, to be successful and to advance to the semifinal on Friday evening?
Well, like I mentioned, it's an extremely well-skating team. So, you know, with all the nerves and jitters and excitement and lead up to it, we just want to make sure that our start is really good. And that doesn't necessarily mean we're ahead or we've scored a goal. It just, we're playing our game, we're sticking to it. And then if we can be consistent in that. And, you know, for those that follow hockey, it's not necessarily the over-the-top, extremely, you know, nice hockey goal. It's a lot of just small things that add up and eventually put yourself in a good spot. So I would say for us, it's having a very good start, managing the puck and just being patient, not trying to force plays early, get into the game and calm some of those nerves, and then hopefully build some momentum throughout the game.
Awesome. Well, Coach, thanks for coming with your time. We appreciate it. Good luck this week, and we're looking forward to seeing the excitement of basically the entire city of Moorhead migrating down to St. Paul for another successful weekend for you guys.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, too. It should be a great week, and hopefully we have a lot of things to be happy about and excited about.